Well, I think genocide reform is very important, and it's not about taking a step back from it. It's about making sure that it's done well and carried out appropriately. And to start it now this coming September in a situation where there's an industrial dispute going on, and also where teachers haven't been participating in the training required to introduce the new English curriculum, which is the first subject to be introduced this coming September, is not the way to go about it. Minister Rory Quinn really made a very bad job of actually bringing this forward. He certainly was bringing it forward, and we welcome actually progress. But the way he was doing it has actually led to a situation where it's got bogged down in a way that it shouldn't have. And what I'm calling on now, the new minister, Jan O'Sullivan, to do is to announce the delay of the start of junior cert reform from this September to the following September. English was due to start this September, followed by science the September afterwards. What I feel and my party are calling for is English to now commence the following September alongside science. So what would then happen is that the actual implementation and delivery wouldn't be delayed, but simply you would delay the start of the reform.
But the main stumbling block, effectively, it seems to be that teachers don't want to be marking these papers. How can that be resolved?
Well, I think there are very genuine concerns there, and I have been clear from the outset as well that I believe, and my party have, that there should continue to be independent assessment of junior cert, of the junior cert written component of the exam. Under the proposals, 60% of the junior cert will be marked in a written exam and 40% in continuous assessment, which will be marked by teachers, and we support that part of it. But the 60% written exam should continue to be independently assessed so that students can have faith that if they get a mark in a subject, it's the equivalent of what a student in another school or another part of the country is getting.
This is not just then because teachers want to avoid extra pressure and an extra workload.
No, certainly not. And I think if you look at the surveys as well, it shows that over 60% of parents also believe, and particularly a higher proportion again of people who have just finished secondary school when surveyed, show that they believe that it's important to have independent assessment of exams.